AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Trump administration says it's pausing leases for five large-scale offshore wind projects under construction in the East Coast due to an unspecified national security risk identified by the Pentagon. The pause is effective immediately and will give the Interior Department, which oversees offshore wind, time to work with the Defense Department and other agencies to assess possible ways to mitigate any security risks. The Trump administration also says it's reshaping the U.S. diplomatic presence abroad. AP's Mike Kempin.
The administration is recalling nearly 30 career diplomats from senior embassy posts to replace them with personnel deemed fully supportive of President Trump's America First priorities. Two State Department officials who spoke anonymously say the chiefs of mission in at least 29 countries were informed last week that their tenures would end in January. The officials say the diplomats are not losing their foreign service jobs, but will return to Washington for other assignments should they wish to take them. Africa is the continent most affected, with ambassadors from 13 countries being removed. Second is Asia, with changes coming to six countries.
Thousands of people will be traveling across the country for the holidays this week. In an AP interview, AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says, while this is a busy time for travel, the pace will slow on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day before picking up again.
Then things ramp back up post-Christmas, with people coming back home and the New Year's crowd that wants to travel for New Year's Eve. So you're going to see travel pick back up New Year's Eve week for people who are trying to be somewhere to ring in 2026.
CBS News' 60 Minutes didn't air a planned story on Sunday about the Trump administration's deportations of immigrants to El Salvador. They pulled it only hours before airtime at the direction of the new editor-in-chief, Barry Weiss. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street at the start of what's expected to be a quiet holiday week. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 165 points. That's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.5%. Gold and silver prices touched all-time highs, and crude oil prices jumped. That came after the U.S. Coast Guard said it was pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean. Uber and Lyft rose after announcing plans to bring robo-taxi services to London next year. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
James Ranson, the actor who portrayed Ziggy Sobotka in the HBO series The Wire and appeared in many other TV shows and movies, has died. He was 46. The Los Angeles Medical Examiner's Office says he died by suicide. More on APnews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.